Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Her own life experience of substance abuse, a debilitating car accident, child abuse, loss of her own child, cancer at 18, and again at 48, all became catalysts for Kate to help others beat down the doors of defeat and focus on creating a truly amazing life. With the help of some dynamic individuals who've also overcome life's challenges and truly came out stronger, Kate promises to bring listeners an inspiring hour of power filled with humor and insight. Join Kate and her weekly guest as they share their secrets, what almost brought them down, and the inspiring techniques we all need to make our lives epic and spread the juiciness of hope. Now, here's your host, Kate Hennessy.
Wow. Well, hello, everyone. I am Kate Hennessy, and you're listening to our very first broadcast here at Get Focused Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, WBLQ, 1230 AM. Can you tell that I'm so excited? Not only am I excited to be here, but today I have two producers. I have Christopher DiPaolo and Brian Sullivan. So, hi, boys.
Hi there, Kate Hennessy. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much. So you felt that I needed two of you to get me through this hour.
Yes, we're going to make sure that you are ready to roll without a hit. It looks like you're ready to go.
I'm so ready to go. Now, I'm in beautiful Canada, and our studio is just a little east of Toronto. Brian, tell the listeners where you are.
Well, Stereo 1230 WBLQ is located in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Wow, isn't that cool? And I have a sister, Michelle, who lives out in Seattle, so I'm saying hello to my sister for the first time. I'm so excited to be on this particular networking with some amazing, amazing people that come on every single day. And I'm hoping that in, you know, the next few months and years that we're all going to be together, that we're going to be able to experience a lot of things. And I know that I've got some pretty amazing people coming on over the next few months. So tell me something, Brian. Have you ever had a psychic reading? Hello, are you on? Okay, well, I think I've lost Brian for a minute.
What can I do for you?
Hi, sorry, I thought I lost you there. I was just asking you, have you ever had a psychic reading?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. Okay, well, today we have someone really, really amazing and special on. Her name is Michelle Houshins, and she is a psychic medium whose unique gift has taken her on a journey from a Fortune 100 executive to a world-renowned medium for spiritual channeling and energy understanding. I've had Michelle on a previous show, and she, over the past 25 years, she's done so many things. She's been a medical intuitive, a CEO, a patent holder, a registered nurse, and corporate executive. But more than that, she is an energy consultant. She is clairaudient, clairvisual, and clairsentient. I don't have an idea of what all of that means, so I would love to say hello to my friend Michelle.
Good morning, namaste, Kate. Namaste, Christopher and Brian.
Hey, thank you so much for being on our very first show. You're one of those people that you just have so many amazing things that go on in your life. And I want you to kind of help us, you know, tell us what pulls you back into alignment, because you've been doing this for a long time.
I have, and some behind the scenes. So, and I want to say namaste to all the listeners. You know, I love to use that term namaste. In Sanskrit, it means bow I to you. And in the Indian and Nepalese cultures, often it's a gesture only. And it really means that we see the light beings in each other. So for, you know, if I say namaste to you, everyone knows who's listening. You know, that's how I stay centered, Kate. That's a great transition. It just hit me. You know, seeing the light beings in each other and letting go of all of the I'm going to use the term crip crap. People will get used to my little winner, winner, chicken dinner stuff and my terms. But, you know, all of the extra outside things that start to affect our life every day that we can get caught up in and start building these stories around. And, you know, today I told Kate, for her first show, I was so honored that you invited me. I thought we'd talk about transformation, since she's on Transformation Network. Mm-hmm. And this whole aspect to transforming not just your life, that's been out there for a while, but transformation in you, in your thought process. Because so often this whole aspect to being centered, Kate, comes up of how do I get centered when, you know, the old cliche of the dog's barking, the kids are screaming, the boss is calling, there's deadlines, and then more importantly, we open up a newspaper or our cell phone and we find out there's bombings, that there's threats, you go to the airport and we're on code red alerts. How do I keep myself centered and clear to even be clear in my thoughts? And this is the whole aspect of transformation.
And I love that. And transformation, you know, that's that whole thought process of what pulls you back in alignment, you know, what makes you shake the funk, you know, believe you have a purpose and try to move forward to find it. Now, you have had this gift of psychic ability since you were a child, but you did not even talk about it until you were in your 40s.
Yeah. Can you imagine calling your mom and dad one day when you're 48 saying, hey, by the way, I've built a worldwide practice. I didn't want to tell you quite yet. This was my whole family and quite a few of my friends who've known me my whole life that I've had this gift since I've been 5. Now, it's gone through its transformation. As a child, I was very clairsentient. I could walk into a room. Since I can remember about the age of 4 or 5 years old, I would walk into a room and feel people's thoughts and feelings. As a child, it was very overwhelming. I would do everything to, quote unquote, turn it off. And in fact, I just did readings the other night with a guy who was 26 and said to me, I absolutely hate this. You know, a lot of people in our world call it being empathetic, that we can feel people so much that I hear their thoughts, their words, their actions. So as a child, I felt this, and this, I'm hearing it's resonating to quite a few people. Now, what I wasn't always sure about as a child, and as I moved into my teens, was this whole aspect, am I accurate? And what I did was see the results where at times I was accurate and at times I wasn't. Because I would build the story in and around what I heard, felt, saw. So what we do is get confirmation around that of which is. Now, some people call that the truth. I simply call it what it is. If you have a glass of water on a table, now, is that a glass of water on the table? Some people would say, well, that's a half glass of water on a table. You're almost accurate. So our aspect of the truth often can be skewed by our views. Now, there's no good, bad, right, or wrong to that. That's just how it is. So I just say what is to you. Now, what does that mean? If we're talking transformation, of which, Kate, you're a living representation of this, knowing your bio, you know, Webster looks at it as the operation of changing, conversion. It's the whole idea of the configuration or expression of one thing into another in accordance with a mathematical rule. Okay, so what does that mean? That's a little, people say it's the act of being transformed, meaning that there's a change agent involved in the equation. So when I'm having this thought, let's talk about transformation of our thoughts. I'm having this thought, it's a bad day. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say, just say, you know, my definition of a bad day is that the world is blowing up. We're going back into war. How in the world? You know, the day that 9/11 happened, I was doing a training. So I was a corporate executive with a company called Medtronic. We implanted pacemakers, defibrillators worldwide, one of the largest companies in the world for medical devices. And I was with them for well over 15 years.
Now, Michelle, I'm just going to interrupt you for 1 second.
Okay. Sure.
I'm just going to hold that thought. We've got to take our first break. I want to go back and talk to you right where we're leaving off now. You are listening to Get Focused Radio with my special guest, Michelle Hauschens. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to explore more about this fascinating subject of transformation and where Michelle was at on that at that time. We all remember 9/11. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We are back on Get Focused Radio with my special guest, Michelle Houchins. Michelle, go on and finish. You were telling us about that time at 9/11 and...
Yeah. So for everybody, and we're going to take a caller here quick. So I love to hear from you. So please call in to Kate's show, and we're going to get some readings done here in about a minute. But my point was change agent, that there's a change agent. And when 9/11 happened, I was doing a training with some engineers and salespeople, and what I saw was this whole aspect to our thoughts and the transformation of our thoughts. Everyone had rolled in. Some people had Starbucks in their hands. Mm-hmm. Everybody was sleepy. And as soon as we heard, what I saw was this change agent occur. Mm-hmm. Everyone went into alert mode. I won't call it panic, but alert mode. And then some people transitioned into panic mode. I had people in Oklahoma finding U-Haul trucks to get home because there were no more cars.
Yeah.
So, you know, what you see is this transformation of your thoughts is up to you. It's all choice. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to talk about today is what do you choose for your transformation when these 9/11s come up in your life? And I'm going to use that term, these emergencies for you. How do you transform your thoughts back to centeredness? Fear is very disruptive to the mind of making decisions. In fact, it slows down the decisions. So what's your tool? And I think now we'll just take a caller. That was my thought.
I love it. I think we have Mike from Portland. Mike, are you there?
I am. Thank you. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Mike. Do you have a question for Michelle?
Yes, ma'am. I have two, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
The first one is, will I ever be able to sell my movie project? If so, when? And the second question is, I have a friend in Arizona that I would like to have moved to this location.
Okay. Namaste, Mike. I'm just asking, we're going to start with number two because that's a little shorter, is what I hear. Yes, is the answer. Yes. We won't say their name on radio, but they're moved within 6 months is what I hear. There's going to be a tragedy. There's going to be a tragedy in their life, which you already kind of know about, is what I'm hearing. You've heard pieces of it. It's going to create this... Yeah, it's going to create this...
On my side, I have someone that's in the process of dying.
Yeah, exactly. So you already know about it, and it's going to create this change agent. I need to be close to the people I love, that I need, that are my friends. Like, this is what life's all about. And it's this time for a new adventure. It's time to get out of here. Too much sadness is what I hear. Does that make sense? So I'm hearing next 6 months.
But I would like to have them moving to my location.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. They will. Within the next 6 months, you'll hear about it, so it'll be occurring. They love Portland.
Wow.
They see it could be a home, is what I hear, their home. They may not stay long, Mike, is what I'm hearing. They may only stay a year or two, but it'll be very cathartic for them, is what I'm hearing, for the friend that you're speaking of. Yeah. Now I want to get to your. I want to get to your movie. Unless you want to spend more time on that.
No, I just want the move to be permanent. I want him to be a permanent part of my life.
Yeah, definitely a permanent part of your life. However, we'll only be there a year or two, is what I hear.
Maybe you're all moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, is what I'm hearing. However. A very, very, very sacred soul to yours, Mike. Very sacred soul. You know this. Feels like family. Feels like home to you, this person. So wait and see how everything comes forth. What you'll find is this person has a tough time moving on. The sadness will get the best of them. However, that's where you help. You're a very upbeat person, Mike. You really nurture and crave this nurturing for people. That's one of your best talents. Now, let's talk about your movie. Fantastic. You're missing a big piece of it. the funding, but it's really a big piece of you haven't asked the universe to bring forth the people to bring you this money. And you're trying to fund it in a very different way is what they're telling me. Does that make sense for you?
Yes.
Funding
is the main issue.
Yeah, you've been going about it not the wrong way, but a different way than is efficient in the universe. What I'm going to tell you is to give it up, Mike, to the universe. Okay, now, some people say, oh, I don't like that term, the universe. Okay, give it up to this higher power and say, higher power, whatever the best and highest good for this project to bring it to life, it's like breathe life into this project. Now, do you see the goodness for the world I hear all day long? Does that make sense? That you really see that this is a good project for the world. Here's the thing. Bring it forth in money-wise, that the people who are going to back this, there'll be three people, who that's your best and highest good. There's another opportunity for one person, which you prefer, but three people, they all know each other, and this is what they do. Now, Kickstarter, all day long, but not so much, is what I hear. Not for the money that you need, and people keep orienting you that way. What I hear is for you, this is private funding donation. This is friends through friends. So, put it out to the universe and say this. Bring me the people who are to fund this, the best and highest good. I deserve this. The world deserves this. This is a world film is what I hear. It's a world movie. It's for all cultures. And it's really the sense of acceptance that's happening in the world. And it's a great, great story. It's a great documentary of acceptance. Does that make sense for your soul?
Yes, it does.
Oh, fantastic. So that's the piece missing. So namaste, Mike. I hope it was helpful.
Thank you,
Mike. Do we have a time frame?
If you do what I'm telling you to do or what the universe is telling you to do, 6 months, however you could shorten it, Mike, know that you're really worth it. There's a few changes in the script, in the scene plot that needs to make sense that you've been thinking about. Make those changes as well. You can lessen it down to 2 months. Okay. Don't be afraid to keep the changes coming as you're seeking funding. You don't need to be too rigid is what I say. And you're not a rigid person at all, Mike, but be okay that it's a little bit more fluid, like water, and that it's changing and evolving. You're very concrete in what you're going to do. Just bring that forth. The whole acceptance idea is truly the winner, winner, chicken dinner of this movie is what I hear. So keep that the theme. Really hound on it. It's what the collective consciousness, the world's really, really, really heightened to right now, and people will see the value, and just command it forth. My command means to co-create with the universe. So give it to the universe, keep doing, you know, there's action involved when you give it to the universe, you know that, and just keep your heightened awareness. Have faith. It really, really is coming forth, and you can expedite that. Mm-hmm. Yep, by the things that we talked about. So namaste, Mike.
Keep the faith,
Thank
Mike.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll take one more quick call before our next break. We have Dawn from New Jersey. Dawn, is Dawn on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dawn. We have about 1 minute before break, but go ahead with your question.
Well, like Mike, I also have a career question. I have started 2 businesses, and I'd like to know, what do I need to do to make them wildly successful?
Yeah, namaste, Dawn. What I'm hearing is one is great, one is so-so for your soul, as you're not as actively enrolled in the first one. It's really more the second one in your thought process that's going to go far. You're too split, you're too divided. However, they interact in a weird way is what they're telling me. And it's not that you can't do both. They're both magnificent ideas. You're just more enrolled in one, and your energy tends to gear. Like at the end of the day or the beginning of the day, which one do you like to work on the most?
Okay, my Caught Being Good app.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the one that's going to go the far. It's got the most energy. You're putting your energy, your love, whatever we put our love into, truly that pure definition of love, that's what takes off in flight, and that's where you're putting a lot of your love into. So what I'll say is you could do most. That's the winner-winner chicken dinner as to how you'll make money. What I hear is the time is now. Now, 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 now. Go. Like they're shooing you out of the nest. What I just saw was a big foot kicking you out of the nest, Dawn.
And on that note, we're going to come right back. Stay with us, Dawn. We're going to go for a little break while you're getting booted out of the nest. And when we come back, we'll find out why Dawn is getting booted out of the nest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back on Get Focused Radio. I'm your host, Kate Hennessy, with my special guest, Michelle Hauschens. And we're talking about some pretty amazing things. People are calling in a lot, Michelle, with regard to new jobs and where are they going and you know, they're starting new things in life. And I am seeing people re-scripting their life over and over and over again. And I think they're asking you for a little bit of a direction. You know, you're like the producer in some ways for people to help them re-script. So, you know, I really appreciate you doing that. We're going to take another caller so that we can let Michelle do a little bit more of her producing ability. Can we talk to Christine? Is Christine online from Lake Tahoe?
Yes, namaste.
Namaste, Christine. I hear you. Do you have a question?
Well, it's another job-related question. I have a company that is going through a great transition, and we're just about to, we're starting something new on Monday, and I wondered what she sees about this and whether I'm going to be able to come to terms with the person that's running the company. We've had some contract issues.
Yeah, namaste, Christine, and many prayers and blessings for snow this year for you guys. Like us, I'm in Colorado, for those folks who don't know. That's what came to the my first, you know, thing was this whole snow, because it's so much of a part of the economy there, just like Colorado. So, Christine, what I hear is excellent transition, huge barriers or blocks in with this person. This person has a huge trust issue, and this person that we're talking about is the person who's significant in doing these dealings or making these contracts. Or they don't really do the contracts. They are the behind-the-scenes person who's making the decision to the contract. Does that make sense? And it doesn't have anything to do with you, and that's what the universe wants to tell you. It has to do with them. They really have a hard time trusting. So just stay clear, stay focused. You are a great being of trust. That's why they're doing this with you. Now, sometimes it gets tough when we're trusting beings to work with people who have a tougher time trusting. In fact, their trust is that they just don't trust. Now, that sounds like a funny thing, but what I've learned is, can you trust that they don't trust? Now, that sounds like a lot of trust and distrust words, but it's how you gain this comfort level in that of, for you, it's in your heart, Christine. What I'm hearing is that you really hold your decisions, your intuition, moving forward in your heart. And some people hold it in their gut, in their abdomen, some people in their head, some people in what people call their third eye, in between their eyebrows. That's why they furrow all the time. So I'm hearing very good. Now, I heard the word accounting. Let me get a little bit more detail to that. Is your business more in accounting or have something? Okay, they're telling me no. Okay, hold on for a second. Let me hear about what the accounting was about. All I'm hearing is accounting. Make sure everything lines up, that the deal lines up. Like, it makes sense on paper long term. Look over a 5-year period. You're looking at too short of a time frame. Look over a 5-year period. See how it would transform. Now, sit and vision, Christine. You do this a lot, is what I'm hearing. And to really vision, where do I think this is going in 5 years? Where would this business be at? And make the provisions for that. Does that make sense for your soul?
Yes and no. I mean, I'm just basically wondering whether we should sign this guy on permanently and whether he's going to make the company successful.
It's more than one guy, is what I'm hearing. He's bringing a herd of people, is what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
He's bringing you business, right? Well,
yes.
He's supposed to bring you business, okay?
Yes.
It's more than one guy, and that's what your guides, now they're giving me a standing ovation, that's what your guides keep, I'm getting it, that's what your guides keep telling me is that look at it as more than one person. He's bringing a plethora of people, and does the accounting, do the numbers, the financials match up to what he's saying, and where will this go in 5 years? Now, if he doesn't make it through or wants to retire, and they're telling me hint, what would happen with all of that business with the changes that you're making to incorporate him? So take a look at it that way. Don't panic. But all of life is change. It's transformation. Our whole country changed after 9/11.
heed warning that things will change dramatically within the first year of making this in assets. They're saying it's almost like a partnership, but not. Does that make sense for your soul?
Yes.
Okay, and they just want you to know that things will change within the first year. Have everything cemented, like the ink is dry, every I is dotted, every T is crossed. Think through every scenario that could happen, because there can be some extreme changes. Now, your market, pretty stable now. There's going to be a big upset in your market that you've been thinking about. You've been kind of forewarned about it. You know, heed warning, take that into consideration with his salary, with his pay structure. They're saying it's a little bit too high. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Great. Well, I hope that was helpful, Christine.
Thank you, Christine.
Well, thank you.
Someone's getting a pay cut right away.
I'm sorry. I'm going all in the sense of fairness, so, and that's how the universe works. So namaste, Christine. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you. I do want to let our callers know that these are mini readings. So if we're cutting you off a little bit, I apologize, but you can get in touch with Michelle. Michelle, give us your in-touch information.
Absolutely. So I'm called the Mile High Medium. Just like my friend Teresa, the New Jersey, you know, in New Jersey, the Long Island Medium. I'm the Mile High Medium. So you can look me up that way, or you can look me up as Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Houchens, H-O-U-C-H-E-N-S. And I have a worldwide practice, and all of my readings, you know, I do either in person or over the phone, and I have people worldwide. So thank you so much for that. But yeah, and then we could go into an hour session and really get into and dig into the details. I also work with businesses and doing business visioning and projections and numbers. And I've done this with private practices as well as with larger corporations. So if that's something of interest, I do that as well too.
Yeah. Because I think it's very difficult when you're having, you know, these you're getting right into, you know, the whole thought process again, helping these people or helping our guests or our call-ins re-script a little bit, but there, you know, there's not enough time. So please, you know, folks, do seek out Michelle, because there's a lot more going on. We have Kathleen from Olympia. Kathleen, are you on the air?
Yes. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I love your name. Do you know what it means? My name's Kathleen too.
No.
It means pure. And I laugh every time I see that. But it does. It means pure. Kathleen, what is your question?
Actually, I have a 13-year-old grandson in difficult times. And I just, you know, want to know how best it is to kind of support from the outside.
Oh, Kathleen, I'm so glad that you called. Namaste.
13 is a hearing, tough age, eh? 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm hearing, Kathleen, is you have every right to be concerned. He's having a very, very, very tough time. Kids are teasing him. He's actually being bullied at school and plays it down quite a bit because he wants to fit in so much. Does this make sense for you from what you've heard?
It does, to a point. He's being labeled, but also by police and teachers. And
He likes to be popular. Right now he's moving into a lot of what I would call ego stuff, meaning it's what it looks like from the outside, and he's not trusting his inner knowing. Now, here's what I want to tell you the good news, Kathleen, is that he's very, very, very intuitive. He can hear, see, and feel as well as I can. I mean, literally, once he crosses over 30, he could easily be a psychic medium. Now, here's the good and the bad news of that, is that he thinks he's smarter than everybody else. Does that make sense for you? He thinks he knows better. Now, it's gotten him into a lot of trouble. Here's the thing, though, and, you know, I don't want to upset you, Kathleen, but I know you already know this, is that at sometimes he likes to threaten, and he threatens taking himself off the earth, like this isn't important enough, like I'll get you guys, I'll show you guys. And really telling him what would happen if he did is important. Like, if you weren't here, this would totally change people's lives. Each one of us is so important in life that we're so interconnected like a group of aspen trees that we not only feed, that's a bad word, it's really more that we support each other in our feeding system. Now,
ladies, sorry, on that note, we are going to come back. We'll keep Kathleen
good.
On. Okay, Kathleen, please. Don't leave. We're going to come right back. Michelle has some other words of wisdom for you, so please bear with us. We're going into another break, and we will be back with my special guest, Michelle Hauschens.
Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are back with my special guest, Michelle Hauschens, and with call-in Kathleen. Kathleen, we were talking about your grandson. So go ahead, Michelle. You had some thoughts about his whole situation. He isn't doing well. He's been labeled, according to Kathleen, and he's in a little bit of trouble. So where do you see him right now?
Yeah, and so Kathleen, you're there with us, correct? Or you're here with us, I should say. Okay, great. And Kathleen, what I'm hearing is this, and this is very, very similar to so many stories of kids I work with, and I actually have a few teenagers in my practice and what I do, and I really enjoy that because this whole sense of being able to hear, see, and feel sometimes can trip us up. Now, that's what's happened to your grandson. I think I know better. Now, everyone who's listening is saying, every 13-year-old thinks they know better. Well, you know, some do and some don't. Now, here's what I'll say is he can predict the future faster than anything. His problem with this is he's gotten labeled, and he can't get outside of this label, so now he's living up to his label. He says, listen, if you're all going to call me this mess up, and he would use a far coarser word than that, then I'm going to be a mess up. So people become their living, breathing expectations mm-hmm. of others. Now, this is what he's learning. Who is he? So what I'm hearing, Kathleen, for him, because I know we're on a short period of time here, is sports. Wrestling is what his guides, the universe, are recommending, is to get him into a sport in wrestling. He's very agile. He can really move around, and if he ever got into wrestling, he'd win all the time, and he loves to win, is what I hear. So that's their recommendation, and to take him out of the box, that you know what? You're really a good boy. It's not inside or outside. People tell him that and it angers him. It's really this sense of everyone on the earth is unique. You are too. You have gifts. I know this. What are those gifts and how are you going to use those in the world? He loves kids. He's like a kid magnet is what I hear. Have him as a teacher, but what I'm hearing is for this sense of energy that's just spewing out of him, they're saying, get him into sports and wrestling, something that he can physically move. Football, not so much too organized. Wrestling, he will love, is what I hear. Does that make sense, Kathleen?
Oh, that makes great. That's a one-on-one contact sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it really, really, he can use his intuition then. Like, you know, wrestlers, it's a very interesting sport because you need to use that sense of prediction. Where's my competition going to move next? What are they going to do? He can use all of his skills, combine it, and it's physical, very important for him.
Wonderful.
So that's what I'm hearing, Kathleen. And you're not being overly cautious is what I hear. You love, love, love him, and you see him. You truly see him. Tell him that. Tell him what you see. It's going to sound corny, but truly look in his eyes and tell him, you are this magnificent soul I've dreamed of my whole life. He's very, very special to you. So thank you so much for calling in and teaching us this important lesson, Kathleen.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Oh, you bet.
And hug him, because as big as they are, 13-year-olds need lots of hugs. I know that for a fact.
Lots of touch. Absolutely.
And they'll push you away, but touch him again.
He loves it, by the way. He can't get enough of it. So great, great, great call, Kate. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you.
We are going to take one more call. I have Isabel from Vancouver. Isabel, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning, ladies.
Hi,
Namaste.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So, my question is, I am going through a really, really tough time in life right now. This has honestly probably been the most difficult year of my life. And I'm looking for some way to start to get out of this or turn things around. There's been challenges with my business. There's been personal challenges. And I was just planning an overseas move, and just a couple of weeks before that was to take place, there was an accident that had set that back indefinitely at this point. So I'm really looking for some help or advice here.
Yeah. Namaste, Isabel. Okay, you know, it's tough to review your whole life and what's going on, but let me give you the, you know, kind of the big picture thing here. What I hear will assist you is big time meditation. This big time prayer meditation, the stillness. Now, you are very, very, very clear visual. what I hear is if you can see it, it comes true. And right now you can't see anything like, where am I going? What am I doing? Everything I thought was coming forth now is being changed. I'm hearing the overseas move is very much being divinely guided, not to happen at this time. It'll be about a year down the road, and that's going to be the perfect time to go. There's a lot happening in the world outside of you, Isabel. It's not saying that it's going to be a disaster, but it's of your best and highest good for this to occur. Okay? So just have peace in that. Sometimes things are shown later. Sometimes it's not shown till after we cross over. Whatever it is, it's being divinely guided. It's a positive thing for you. Now, it feels disruptive, and that's what's occurring in your life, Isabel. Everything feels disruptive. You know, in medicine, we have this thing called disruptive therapy where we break the chain or the cycle of it. That's what's occurring to you. You've been changing these soul groups, these people around you about once every 3 weeks. You're going through this rapid transcension.
Yes.
You so want to be evolved that literally you're calling it forth. Now, here's the good news, is that the universe is built on mathematical equations. There's nothing of subjectivity about the laws of creation. The law of attraction is an absolute. It works. So if you'd like to slow this down, meaning, okay, this is moving a little bit too fast. Think of it like a picture movie, and the movie's going so fast, it's like, okay, hold it, I'm kind of missing where the plot went. I'd like to slow it down. Just ask for that. Ask for slowing down. Now, in our culture, in our world, we think slowing down is bad. No. It has nothing. It's just, there's no relativity to good, bad, right, or wrong here. It's just that, you know what? I'd like to take the journey perhaps a little bit more, and you might not use the word slowly, but deliberately. Like, let me understand some of this, these lessons before I move on. And that's what I'm hearing is happening to you. Things are coming so fast and furious that you feel you can't keep up with them. Just ask it to slow down and be more deliberate for you until you somewhat catch up with this. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Well, Isabel, I'm sorry. We have to break. We're at the end of our show, and please feel free to contact Michelle on her website. I know that she could give you a little bit more insight. So sorry that we have to stop you there, but we are at the end. And thank you so much, Isabel, for calling
thank
in.
You.
We will have Michelle on again.
Namaste, Isabel, and thanks for the important lesson for all. Be deliberate. Be deliberate in your creation. Namaste.
Thank you.
My friend, I want to thank you so much, Michelle, for being with us today and sharing all that you so graciously share. You are amazing, and I hope that you will come on again soon.
Oh, Kate, thank you so much, and to Christopher and Brian, it's such an honor. And for all the listeners, Kate is the real deal. You guys know this. You've followed her for years as she's been doing this, and I'm so honored to be on her debut show of New Beginnings. Ooh. And what will be your new beginning? You know, this whole transformation. What's your change? You are your own change agent. You are your own transformation. What do you choose?
Thank you,
so
my
thank
friend.
You so much, Kate. It's an honor. Namaste.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening in. I hope that you'll come back next week. We've all been through adversity in life, and we all deal with it differently. And I'm hoping that, you know, we're going to deal with life's lemons and share it, empower each other. I find that laughter has always helped me stay focused, and I want to know what helps you. So please tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time Eastern for my Canadian friends, and go to Get Focused Radio. Follow me. Go on over there and go to Kate Hennessy at getfocusedradio.com. I would love to chat with you, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much, Brian and Chris,
for
being there. It's been awesome, and I think we will see you guys next Wednesday.
You've been listening to Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable.
This hour of power, filled with humor and insight, will have you screaming yes to your life. Tune in next week as Kate and her guests share their secrets, talk about what almost brought them down, and offer inspiring techniques we all need in order to make our lives epic. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com and spread the juiciness of hope.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.